The homily is an integral part of the sacred liturgy, and as a stickler for doing things right, I'm pretty sure Deacon John would not want me to be sharing anecdotes about him during the Mass. I'll perhaps mention afterwards, he just said true. I'll perhaps mention afterwards in the hall some of the stories of John's life as he travelled on his journey that in his case led him towards ordination as a deacon and then living out a life as a deacon. What the newspapers might headline as 10 things you did not know about Deacon John Stark. I think you'll be surprised, amused and moved. Hopefully you'll join us afterwards to celebrate together after Mass. But it must be said, it's marvellous that the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul has given the parish the opportunity to mark the silver jubilee of Deacon John's ordination into the order of deacons. John was ordained deacon on this particular feast day in 1992. So since then, it's had a special significance for him every year for the past quarter of a century. Of course, the tradition of Saints Peter and Paul sharing their feast day together has been of special significance to the Church for over 2,000 years. From the earliest days of the Church, we Christians have celebrated today to honour in concert the two apostles who were major influences on the development of the Church in Rome, the place where Peter and Paul both preached, both ministered to the first Christians, and where they were both martyred. Our first reading tonight was taken from that early history of the Church written by St. Luke, the book of the Acts of the Apostles. You may be interested to hear that St. Peter is the main character for the first 5 chapters of the book of Acts. It describes how Peter was an apostle to the Jews, starting his mission in Jerusalem immediately after Jesus had ascended into heaven. And then in chapter 8, St. Luke moves on to focus on St. Paul, who evangelized the Gentiles across the Roman Empire. But what's in the 2 chapters between the sections on Peter and Paul, chapters 6 and 7? Sandwiched between the stories of St. Peter and St. Paul is the story of another remarkable man. Any idea who that might be? It's St. Stephen. St. Stephen, the deacon. Men like Deacon John have been an integral part of the clergy, playing a vital role as leaders of Christian communities from the very first days of the Church. And there's a message there for all of us. We all have different backgrounds, traditions, experience, talents. God calls each and every one of us to serve his purposes in our own unique way. We should recognize that God prepares each of us for our own distinct part in fulfilling the Church's mission in the world today. This is the idea of the Church being the body of Christ, Jesus, the head, and then many interdependent other parts of the body. In his inimitable way, Deacon John shared with me his insight into tonight's gospel. Remember how it started? When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples: who do people say the Son of Man is? And Deacon John asked me that yesterday. Do you know why Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi? Well, he explained, in those times, the region and the city of Caesarea Philippi was a centre of pagan worship. In fact, in the ruins of that ancient city, still there to this day, you can visit a nature reserve, and that's where a spring gushes from a massive rock, and in that rock are carved niches that contain statues of pagan Greek gods at the time of Jesus. Imagine the significance of Peter declaring Jesus as the true God in such a place. The contrast couldn't be greater. This is dramatic stuff. In that centre of worshipping false idols, St. Peter declares out loud, in front of Jesus' disciples, what he'd come to believe through a combination of his intellect, life experience, faith in God, not least having had the privilege of being with Jesus on his earthly ministry. Peter was moved, as Jesus said, by the Holy Spirit to announce that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one from God. It's at that point in his life that Peter accepts the heavy responsibility of being the leader of the church. And that confession of his faith by no means guaranteed a life of ease, coasting towards a heavenly reward. On the contrary, no. Peter remained a weak human being who worked hard, sometimes made mistakes, and had a really hard time. But through faith, through prayer, and through the support of his fellow Christians, St. Peter's faith shone through it all. So recognizing Jesus as our Savior is not something we can declare and then sit back and rest on our laurels. We have to walk the talk. And here in the first reading is the evidence of that truth. In it we see Peter again. But 10 years later, the story of Peter's astonishing escape from certain death in jail. After 10 eventful years since being appointed the first pope by Jesus, leading the church, 10 years later, miracles are still happening. They didn't fizzle out after Jesus ascended to heaven. Through faith, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, through fervent prayer, the surprises just kept on coming. Supported by his fellow Christians, Peter is persevering in his work. And 25 years ago, Deacon John was ordained in St. Chad's Cathedral by Archbishop Maurice Couve de Merville. John did in public what St. Peter did in today's gospel. Deacon John stood up in the midst of the church and publicly declared his faith in Jesus and took on a leadership role in the church. And like St. Peter, that did not mean everything would be easy for John. There would be ups and downs, hard work, challenges. People don't always appreciate the burden people like Deacon John may have to be carrying, but it's true. And I can tell you, as many of us know, Deacon John has had some remarkable escapes from an early death, thanks to the National Health Service and God. It's lovely that Father Paul has invited him back today to celebrate with the parish in Birmingham, the place where he practices faith with his beloved Margaret and their children for nearly half a century. St. Ambrose Barlow Parish in Hall Green is the place where Deacon John preached, ministered to his fellow Christians, and it's the place where, to quote St. Paul in the second reading, Deacon John fought the good fight, ran the race to the finish, and kept the faith. And as a man of profound faith in God, a man of prayer, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, helped by the prayers and the faith of the Christians around him, Deacon John, like St. Peter, St. Paul and St. Stephen, he's seen it through to the end. That's why we're celebrating with him tonight. Through the miracle that is the Holy Mass, we celebrate it in the company of Jesus Christ himself and with all the saints in heaven, including St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. Stephen.